Knock, knock. Who's there? Nobody you know. That's right. Welcome to the Nobody You Know podcast. They might not be famous, but they certainly have a lot to say. Join Ash, SB, Emmy, and Gus as they discuss everything from celebrity gossip, trends, pop culture, hit movies and TV shows, social media, and even some juicy personal life experiences and opinions. Now, let's get into today's episode.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of Nobody You Know, starring Gus, Emmy, SB, and Ash, your favorite podcast. How's everyone doing today?
Amazing.
Amazing.
Ballin'.
Episode number 14. Welcome back. We hope y'all are enjoying your day, your weekend, your night, your morning, and anytime you're watching this or listening to this. Make sure to check out all of our social platforms. We're on everything. So let's dive into this episode. Today we're going to be talking about Netflix shows, and we're really going to get into with the Netflix series, very popular, Love is Blind. Do I have a round of people
applause
here for Love is Blind? We have some fans in the room that know about this show. I personally don't watch it, but very curious on how this show works. So let's dive into it, guys.
Why you don't watch it?
Why don't I watch it? I don't know. I've never been intrigued to. Like, it just doesn't catch my attention for some reason. Like, I think of it as The Bachelor. Like, The Bachelor is enough for me. You know what I mean? Like, that's enough.
But it's
enough.
So different.
But it's very different.
I feel like when you start watching other type of shows, you realize how bad The Bachelor is.
Yeah, right.
Hey, wait a minute. Probably. I mean, we're going to get some heat for that, but it's different.
I think what I mean like bad is I feel like The Bachelor has become this franchise where you just have to say the exact same things to make it to the end without actually being involved in deep connections.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Because when you see them talking in their dinners or whatever, maybe they are making a bigger connection that we see on TV. But what you see in Love is Blind, on like these other type of TV shows, even the Joe Millionaire.
Right.
Yes.
Like,
they
right.
have
right.
much deeper conversations.
Well, the Joe Millionaire, maybe
maybe not Joe Millionaire. But when you compare them, it's like, I feel like these other ones have much interest in like real life than just like your typical conversation in The Bachelor.
It's definitely taking relationships back to like an old-fashioned,
right, over the phone,
like traditional, yeah, like either like over the phone or like, you know, almost like a mail order bride.
Yeah.
Like we're talking like ancient Victorian times here, but like I also think it's just we're living in a society in a time where it's so superficial based,
exactly,
or just so sex based,
exactly,
that to have it be like you don't even get to see the person. So if you haven't seen Love is Blind, basically they get a group of men, a group of women, and they have these little rooms called pods.
The pods.
And so, you know, for example, I'll use myself. If I go into a pod, someone can come and talk to me, and I have absolutely no idea what they look like. Mm-hmm. It's like you're in a little room talking to a person in another little room, have no idea what they look like, and you just are basing your feelings like on your conversation. And just like the hormones coming through the wall, I guess.
You're but forced like to talk. So you're playing smooth operator on the other line. Okay, got it.
That is the experiment. Is love truly blind?
Yeah.
Right.
You know? I think it's crazy. Also, it is 15 men, 15 women.
15 and 15. Yeah. So it's a nice group of people.
Yes.
And you can like talk to different people. It's not like you're just stuck talking to one person.
Yeah.
Right.
Like you can make the rounds, whatever.
Yeah. I believe they are in the pods for a week.
Oh, wow.
A week or so.
A week. Okay.
So then they get to talk to each other, to everybody, and then you have notes. You see them taking little notes.
Yes, one I really like what we're going with, so I'm going to keep this one. Yes. Got it.
And
okay.
One thing I like find really fascinating about it, which I didn't maybe pay as much attention to in season one because I was too focused on like the fact that you're not getting to see the other person. I didn't even think about like the other side of it, which is, I think a lot of people can be more comfortable and more themselves because like they're not trying to put on a show like physically. Like I think especially for a lot of women, we feel like so caught up by our appearance and like we're so worried, what do they think I look like? Right. Or like, and so we get so insecure and it makes you change your personality sometimes. Yeah. Or you just like can't get comfortable enough to just like truly be yourself.
Yeah.
And so like I didn't even think about like that whole side of things that the show also does, is it like forces you to be super real with yourself, therefore showing the other person like your true identity.
Right.
And then also, you know, like you're falling in love with someone's personality and not their looks.
Exactly. So. And how much you're willing to share with that person right off the bat.
Yeah. Like if you're not like worried about what am I wearing? What does he think my nose looks like or whatever, you know?
Exactly.
Like it just takes that all that pressure.
Exactly.
I mean, I think it's very interesting because it makes you truly love that person for who they are.
Right.
Deep down inside.
Personality.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. How do you guys feel? Like, you feel like how important is for the person to look good?
Oh, a physical attraction?
Physical attraction.
I mean, you can't lie. I mean,
It's a big part, too.
It's a big part when you're meeting a person. I mean, if you're not on this show, obviously, but like in real life, that's the first thing you see is physically.
That is the first thing, yeah.
That's the first thing you see. So it's like,
it's a big part.
I don't think it goes away completely. Like, I think you still have to be attracted to someone physically. But I think when you meet their personality first, sometimes their personality can catch you up to with the way they look. Like, maybe it's not someone you might not normally go for. But, like, the fact that you like their personality, it, like, clicks them up five notches or whatever. Right. And so, like,
it gives the opportunity in real life they wouldn't get.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's to really get to know the person. Yeah, exactly.
But it's so interesting. The host, Nick Lachey, you know, former 98 Degrees boy bander, and Vanessa, what's her name? I can't remember her last name. Anyways, they're the hosts of the show. And, like, the reason they started the show, they said, is because, like, they wanted to do this as an experiment. Like, is love truly blind? And, like, at the end of it, they asked all the contestants, like, what they think. And it's honestly, like, there is no black and white answer. Like, they all kind of have different answers. And I think that's what's so interesting about the show is that, like, you know, there's going to be people it totally works for. And then there are, you know, those few people where it doesn't quite work for them, or, like, you know, love is not completely blind for them.
Right. So, and that's an interesting point. When they do get to see this person face to face in real life, when those contestants see them, like, does their expression change? Are they surprised?
Yes.
Are they disappointed? Are they happy? Is it just a full range of emotions?
I think it's a full range.
From each person?
Like,
I feel like, yes. Go.
Oh, I don't want to be talking too much, but I guess that's the point of a podcast.
Hello.
I feel like there were people who were just, like, ecstatic. Like, they were like, oh, my God. Oh, like, you know, like, thrilled.
Okay.
There was other people who, like, seemed nervous, but it was, like, cute nervous.
Okay.
And then there was definitely, like, one or two where you're like, oh, shit. Like, you can tell they're really not physically attracted to the person. Oof. But maybe they feel, like, guilty for that fact. So, like, you can tell they're trying to, like, just be like pretend like they're not like upset by it and like you could feel it through the TV. And then there was just the people who just like it was just like the easiest thing you'd ever seen. Like it was just so natural.
Wow.
Like they know each other for 20 years.
Yeah. And then like the kissing too, because like some of them would just like kiss each other like they walk down the hallway towards each other and like they just be like bleh, bleh, like making out. Wow. And it was like totally fine. And then there's other people where like one person would like try to make out and the other person would be like ugh. Like and like turn away, you know.
Okay.
And like
okay.
Or like just like or they would kiss and it'd be super awkward. Or there was like wasn't there like one couple that like they didn't even kiss, they just like awkwardly hugged.
Yes.
Was that I think
let's go a little bit to the to back because I feel like this is kind of like jumping in halfway through the, the process.
Got it.
I think let's go into the pods, into the couples, the people who made it to the full show, because we know there is 15 people each side, woman, man, and none of them are gonna make it.
Right.
So I think it was only what, four couples, five couples gonna make it.
Oh, well, when you say make it, do you mean like got married at the end?
Got past the pods.
Oh, well, there was quite a few. There's one, two, three, four, five, six that went on the honeymoon.
They went on the honeymoon.
Oh.
Six couples.
So, I understand.
Let's go couple by couple. Let's start with the first couple that they got engaged in the, how do you say,
In the pod?
No. In the show, in the first episode, because I feel like they in the second season they edited different than the first season.
Right.
In the first season, they kind of like let all the relationships grow, and then they show every single relationship getting at the same level.
Right.
I feel like in the second season, they show separate relationships first. So they would first show like this one was developed, this one was developed, this one, you know, like this one was developed, they went this. So it wasn't like all
the
gradually at the same.
Was
it was edited differently, even though it's the same time
frame. Do you prefer the season one or season two?
Season one, because it makes it more like everybody got their chance.
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like everybody was able to talk to everybody. Okay. In this one, I feel like they went into a straight, like, these are a couple, these are a couple, these are a couple, these are a couple, that's it. Like, you never really saw them talking to more than one
developing
people.
Developing.
The developing process.
Maybe wasn't interesting. That's probably what they caught it.
Right.
Maybe.
But
okay.
I don't know.
Interesting.
So
interesting.
I like more the other one. But at the same time, in the first season, nobody know what the experiment was like.
Right.
So I feel like the first seasons are always better because you don't know what you're expecting.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't really know what you signed up for.
You already know what you signed up for.
Right. It's new for everybody in the first season, for the viewers, for everybody. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense.
So I feel like it's a little bit more genuine than the second season. The second season, I feel like you already know what's going to happen. You already know you're going to go to Mexico. You already know you're going to live with them. You know, you...
Exactly.
So it's like you have already these things that... Maybe
well,
I can make
and
it.
There was one or two couples where they're actually showed in the very beginning, like a little bit of a relationship with two people at the same time. That didn't happen with everyone. Mm-hmm. But like with Shane, for example, you saw him like developing a relationship with Shayna, but then also with
Natalie.
So, like, there was a couple people who weren't, they were a little confused at first, and they showed that sort of process also.
Yes, but it was only, like, two people, you know? It wasn't, like, the show,
the
full thing.
Right.
That's kind of what I meant, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, let's go into Nick and Danielle.
Yeah. So, they were, like, one of the first...
They were the first couple that you saw, like, they saying, oh, these guys are going to get married.
Oh, they seem really compatible.
They did, but she was extremely insecure.
Yes.
She talked about like she lost a lot of weight, I guess. And so like that was something that she was bringing up a lot, like just feeling like she had a lot of insecurities. And I think that's why actually this process was like a good way for her to meet someone, because I think she would be like too in her head, because she was really in her head, even in this, doing it this way.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What did you think about them?
Yeah, I feel like they were one of the ones who have the best conversation in the past, or the best conversations that you saw happening there to me. I feel like they were really connecting, and you can tell that they were really connecting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of crazy because she's actually very beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
Her eyes are striking. Like,
yeah.
She's wow.
Gorgeous. Like she has no reason to be
insecure for any.
And I feel like he is also at the same level as her. Like, he's also a handsome man. Like, you know, I feel like it's kind of so weird, rare where the couple is kind of, like, equally beautiful.
Right.
You know?
But he was very ready to be married. Very like, you could tell that he was, like, super mature, very ready. He was like, I'm ready to be married. He's like, it's not superficial for me. Like, this is what I'm looking for. Like, boom.
He
like,
went
no
in
doubt.
With a goal.
Yeah. Like, he was, like... One of the ones there that you were like had no doubt at the end of it that he was like ready to be married.
Right. Whoa.
Until the end.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
Let's just jump all over the place.
I mean, there's no way not to.
Yeah, we have to do it. Yeah.
So spoiler alert.
Right.
It was hilarious to see him at the wedding because he was sweating bullets.
I have never seen anyone sweat that much in my entire life.
And because this time they did a different, like they didn't release the full season. Mm-hmm. They released like 5 episodes and then 2 more and then 1 and 1 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So literally they leave you hanging for a full week where these guys swearing.
And honestly, I was telling him, I was like, if you were sweating at our wedding like that, I would be like, he's not going to marry me. Like, there's no way. Like, literally you could have collected the sweat into a cup. Like, it
for
was
sure.
that wow. much. I was like, dude, take your jacket off. Do something. Like, he was making me sweat
so
through the TV.
What? So he backed out?
No, he didn't.
Okay. so he
but
did it.
I thought he was going to.
I thought so too.
What the hell is happening?
Yes, I thought they didn't. Yeah.
The way they edited it was perfect because it make you believe like how they ended this episode A or something like that. It was like, fudge.
Wow.
This guy's going to back out. When I thought they were the only couple who was going to make it.
Oh, well, right. They made it.
They made it. I think they made it. They have a lot of chalks between each other, but okay. At the same time, I feel like they also needed those to see what was going to be like later on.
Yeah.
And it was a little, I feel like in a relationship between them, she was way too insecure, and he was a little bit too like, oh, okay, but why aren't you not doing this? Okay.
Yeah, we talked about like tone of voice. Like she would be like overly worried and like
overthinking,
insecure about like everything. Yeah. And he would get frustrated by that. But then like instead of just being like, let's talk about it, you're like, let's talk about it. And I was like, you know what? I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but I'm totally exaggerating. But like, it was like his tone of voice would get like really intense.
Yeah.
And I think it was just like the stress of the situation.
Right. You are having cameras 24/7.
You're getting married in less than two months. Less than like, 2 months. That's insane.
Yes.
No, yeah.
And I feel like one thing that I really like when they did the reunion is that he says, I'm a person who wants to fix things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she just wants to be her. Mm-hmm. So when we understood that, our relationship changed. And that's what they needed. And I think, and you can tell how happy and how good they were with each other after they understood that.
Right.
Good. Like she just wanted to be, you know, like she was having a panic attack, which is okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, like he doesn't need it to fix that. He just needed to be there.
Right.
To support.
For her. Exactly.
Not to be like, I'm going to fix you and I'm going to have you right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I can relate to that because I feel like I'm a fixer and it's taken me like this many years in my life to realize that like not everyone is a fixer like me and that I should just listen because sometimes that's all people want.
Right.
Exactly. You know, it's just like hard to know what type of person someone is sometimes.
Exactly.
It's all like a learning lesson.
It really is.
So like let's talk about the other couple and Emmy. I feel like we haven't let you talk very much, so maybe you have something to say but about Shake and Deep T. So this is a sad hard one.
This is the controversial one.
Well, I didn't watch all the way to the end.
You didn't watch all the way, but,
no.
But how many episodes have you watched?
Like two-ish.
Oh, okay. You hardly watched.
Yeah,
no, I know. Hardly watched.
I feel
really.
Like badly we're ruining it for you.
No, it's fine. It's okay.
This, you can tell like he was very intense in the pots.
In the past?
In the pot. In the pots.
The pods. Okay.
Like, I mean, his question.
Not you know, intense. Like, well, I guess you could use the word like superficial.
Superficial, yeah. Like, I mean, his question sometimes in the past to the girl is like, if we were to be in a music festival, would I be able to carry you?
What?
Like, he was trying to use probing questions to figure out if, like, the
she
girl
was fat
was
or not.
Tiny. He would be like, oh, do you like to work out? Like, or, like, he would be like, I used to be overweight when I was in high school. But now I'm not. What about you?
Oh, like, so like sneaky, but not sneaky.
Like,
right. Yeah.
Would I be able to carry you in my shoulders?
Oh, my goodness.
Like, he was trying to figure out if they were a small, petite person, which was so the opposite of the point of the pod.
That's already starting off on the wrong foot.
And, like, it rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
Everybody.
I don't know why, like, Deep D, so that's the girl that he ended up, like, coupled with.
Petite?
Deep T, so she's Indian. I think it's like a Indian.
They're both Indian.
Name.
Okay, and she's petite.
And sorry to any of our Indian listeners if I'm butchering them. I think that's how you pronounce it, though. I know that her nickname was Deeps.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A lot of people were calling her Deeps.
Okay.
So, anyways, he's also Indian, and But like, I think you know, after speaking a few times, like
I feel like they connected to the fact that they were Indians, but they didn't want to follow the traditional Indian path.
Oh, yeah, right. Very interesting.
Like they didn't want the arranged marriage.
The arranged marriage. Mm-hmm.
They both usually dated like white people, not Indian people.
Got it.
And so like, I think they came from a very similar background, and so they sort of like. Almost like we're like this actually could be like really cool. Like
our families
would be so stoked if we ended up like
exactly.
And like you know they could talk about like their favorite like foods and like make jokes about their family or whatever. And like they seemed really like cute at first. And like you started to see a side of Shake that was like deeper, like not like such a superficial level.
Got it.
And you were like, maybe there's hope for this dude.
Maybe he's gonna grow up or something, you know, like so grow into the experience.
So where did it go wrong? So where did this left turn go?
I feel like they have good conversations, at least what we saw in the pods.
Right.
And it seemed like they were connecting in deeper levels.
Okay.
When they got to Mexico.
No, when they saw each other, they were one of the ones that was a little.
No, he actually was grabbing her body and everything, you know? He was like, oh, you're actually gorgeous.
Okay. But so, I felt like he seemed a little like he was forcing it to me, but that's just me.
Maybe you saw that through. I was like, you know, he was just probably horny being there for two weeks. And I don't know.
Exactly.
But I think the first time they meet the cast was in Mexico, like the other couples.
Right.
And he was talking to one of the guys and he says, I'm just not physically attracted to her. She looks like an ant. She looks like my aunt. Would you want to fuck your aunt?
Oh.
He literally says this on TV, and I'm like, dude, you guys are engaged, first of all. Second of all, this is national television. Everyone in the world is watching this.
It's not even national. It's world.
Yeah, like I'm sure there's people in other countries listening to this right now that have watched it.
Oh my goodness.
So now the whole world knows that her fiance thinks that she looks like his aunt.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
and I was like, how are you so dumb? Like, you know she's going to watch this.
That is so
And, like, I kind of knew, like, even before he said that something was weird because, like, when they were in their, like, hotel suite at night or whatever, she wasn't trying to, like, get super, like, physical with him, but she was just trying to, like, make out with him a little bit, like, aggressively, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But that's normal, you know, they're engaged. Yeah. And he was... Like, he goes from being, like, acting like he's this really sexual person to being like, maybe we should just take it slow. And, like, when he said that, I was like, if he had been like that the whole time, I'd be like, oh, yeah, no problem.
Right.
But, like, the fact that he went from, like, being this horny dude to, like, maybe we should just hug.
Wait.
Right.
Right.
There I was like, oh, that's not going to work out.
There was your red flag right there. Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was... Like, you know.
And he didn't just bring it up several, or once, he brought it up several
times. Like, several times.
To numerous people, like his family, his friends.
He said it a lot of times.
Yeah.
That's a big no-no.
I mean, it was a blessing she didn't pick him.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Yeah. I think that was one of the best moments of the season when she was like, nope, I choose me.
Good.
Yeah. She's like, I choose to love myself and be in a relationship with myself.
Amen.
Very good.
Amen
to
that.
You did good.
But it did surprise me because, like, you up until that point, you felt like she was just going to, like,
follow through.
Yeah. Like, and you didn't know at that point if she knew what he had been saying about her. I mean, he did tell her that he was, like, struggling a little bit being, like, physically attracted to her, which definitely, you know, hurt her feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But he hadn't said the, like, oh, you look like my aunt, like, and I'm blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Like, and, like, I mean, again, in the reunion, they say that's the watered down version. So I don't want to imagine what he actually has said.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so good that did not go through.
The messed up thing about this guy is like, yeah, maybe if he looked like, you know, Brad Pitt or something.
Yeah.
You know, like, or just an he's not mind-blowingly attractive. And I feel like it's just, there's a lot of people out there who they need to check themselves, look at themselves in the mirror and be like, do I deserve, you know, like this 20, like, whatever, and when I look like a 5, like, no, it's not fair.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm like, you should work on yourself
first.
Before you have such high expectations.
Yeah. I mean, it happens a lot, you know, like, in mostly men or to women. They want the supermodel that looks like Bella Hadid or something, you know, like, extremely gorgeous, perfect body, skinny, a woman, delicate, everything. And then you look at themselves and it's this fat dude that doesn't do anything for...
Right.
You know, like, it's nothing wrong with being fat. It's like, if you believe that that's how you want to present, don't be also expecting somebody to be like, oh, well, so I have to do all these things for you, but what are you doing for me?
Right.
You know, exactly. I feel like it's that.
Exactly.
And, like, to be honest, I don't even know if she was, like, that super attracted to him either. But I think she just liked the personality that she saw in the pods.
Exactly.
And
that's
she was willing to give it a try for that.
Right.
But he wasn't. So that's an example of, like, the love is blind thing.
Right. Yeah.
Like, works for some people and doesn't for others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
The other thing that was pretty interesting, it was when after the pods, the first time they meet each other, I feel like all the women, mostly, mm-hmm. at least probably 5 out of 6, were like, I hope he likes me. I hope he thinks I'm pretty. I hope
that, like, yeah, that would be like the last thing they said they before they step out from the door to see each other.
And what the men say is the total opposite.
What did they say?
Oh, I hope she's pretty. You know, like, no, it wasn't in their.
They were worried about themselves.
It was never about them. It was never about them.
Wow. Okay.
They weren't like, I hope she doesn't think I'm ugly or yes. blah, blah, blah. It was like, oh, she better be good looking. Girl. You know?
Oh, my God.
Wow. It just shows you, like.
This difference.
Yeah. Wow.
It just shows how much society is on women compared to men.
Right.
That is so nuts.
You know, that's like crazy. That is crazy.
That's literally crazy.
It is crazy.
We think that there is no those issues, but there are.
There really is.
Yep. So even then the contestants felt at that point that even their personality wasn't even enough, that there mm-hmm. could be that physical downfall. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's sad. Yo, that's sad. That's so sad.
I think it's like, it takes like pressure off appearance initially, but then I wonder if it puts on more pressure for when you do see each other.
Right.
Yes. Right.
You know, it's like this, it's like a double-edged sword or whatever you call it. Like, because I feel like I could see that happening. Like, I could feel like even if you're very confident in your appearance,
yes,
how like if you haven't seen someone for weeks and you've built this like super intense like relationship emotionally, like how it would just put even that much more pressure on, like when that door opens, like,
yeah,
because then you know you can't blame it on your personality, you can only blame it on your looks.
On your looks,
right? Because if they chose your personality, that means when they see you, it's all your looks, and that almost is worse. That's worse.
It's like, oh, that's like the biggest, like, no. That's like the biggest reject there.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, that's tough. I didn't even
think about that, but that just got my wheels turning.
It is.
Right? Yeah. Right?
Pretty interesting. Oh, so hard.
That is crazy.
But, like, I think it's also a good reminder that, like, looks are, what do you call it? Objective? What is that word? Like everyone has, like, a different definition of what is attractive.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And so that's why, absolutely. Like, I just feel like if someone doesn't find you attractive, someone else will.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
So that's always good to remember if you're feeling, like, down about yourself.
I was just saying, for colors, that is, I don't know how to say. In Spanish, we say something like, para los colores hay sabores.
Oh. Mm.
You know, I don't, I don't know. It's like for all the colors, there is flavors.
There's a flavor. You
know? That makes sense.
Yeah. It's true.
It's very true.
So you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea.
Exactly. Whatever. Yeah. The girl Shayna. Let's talk about her. She wasn't. She wasn't the favorite for me.
No, she was not favorite.
Okay, what's wrong with Shayna?
I feel like she was in the season one. There was this girl. Mm-hmm. I don't remember
her
name.
Should I look her name up?
But she literally let on this guy way too long.
Yes.
Oh.
You remember that?
Yes, I remember that.
Who was from, okay.
From season one.
From season one, who was it?
I'm looking up her name.
I don't remember her name, but she totally let him on.
Okay.
So bad.
And this guy was literally doing everything for her. I understood that there was a difference between age and between social status and all of these things. And that's fair, you know? Like, she probably mm-hmm. wanted somebody that was more well-established and was more of her age, more mature. I don't know, whatever it was. But, like, she kept going.
She kept leading on, and I don't know.
When you could clearly tell she was not into him.
Right.
She was not into him.
She just strung him and strung
so,
him.
It's so this Shayna, I feel like she was a little bit like this girl.
Why is there a girl like this?
And
Jessica. Her name was Jessica.
Yes.
Okay.
It was, But anyways, so let's go into season two.
Okay.
So Shayna, she was talking with two guys. Shane and Kyle?
Yes.
Kyle is his name. So Kyle was this guy, super sweet guy. I feel like they have very good conversations.
Okay.
But what happened was he was not religious. She is super religious.
Okay. So that's a big factor.
So that's a big.
Yeah. That's a big factor right there. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But they have good conversations. I feel like he does the same work as his dad or her brother. So it was connection.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There were some similarities there.
What it seems like, they did have like really good talks.
Right.
They didn't show all their talks. Because you cannot, you know, like it's impossible.
No, right.
But he proposed to her. He gave her his mother a ring. it was like, ooh, and you can tell in her face, like, no, like, I don't know why she said yes.
Well, you have to backtrack a little because she was also talking to Shane.
Yes. No, but yeah. Wait. Okay. Because she accepted first. So she accepted the proposal
from Kyle.
Even
from
though Kyle. She knew she didn't want him.
To be with him.
Okay.
And then after that, she went and talked to the other guy to tell him, like, hey, like, where are we standing?
Oh, my goodness.
Like, she's like, I really have feelings for you, and I like...
She wanted Shane instead.
Oh, she wanted Shane a million times.
But why didn't Shane make the move then?
Because Shane liked more this other girl, Natalie. Oh, Shane, I think, was only attracted to this girl by the... Probably the horniness, like the...
Yeah, because, the like, when... It was tension. Really weird. When he would talk to Natalie, they would have these really deep conversations, like, with a lot of depth. But then the second he would talk to Shayna... this is the thing that really weirded me out, and it weirded Vanessa, the host. She also asked the same question in the reunion. She's like, dude, why were you always asking Shayna what she was wearing?
What are you wearing?
Like, he'd walk in the pod, the first thing he'd say to her is, babe, what are you wearing?
What are you wearing?
Which, you know, that's what frat boys used to say to me in college. Like, super, that's like fuck boy lingo right there. He's like, babe, what are you wearing? Are you wearing like a lacy thong? Whatever, you know, like weird shit.
Yeah.
So, like, their conversations didn't seem like they had a lot of substance. So, I was kind of surprised that, like, she, like, felt this deep
connection.
Like, yeah. Like, I think they just felt their horniness through the walls.
Yeah.
And anyways, But, like, and he waited a little bit to decide who he wanted to go for between the two girls.
But I feel, but he knew that he wanted Natalie for the deeper connection.
Yeah.
He was just like, what if this other girl is super hot?
Yeah.
Wow. So it was just honestly to keep a spot, like to keep
another option.
So I think that's what she wanted. I think she just wanted to get her spot longer to see maybe what it was after, what it was in Mexico and all these things.
Yeah, exactly. Like punching your ticket. Yeah. I'm in. I'm safe.
I think
Let's go.
And then when
two.
She saw Kyle, she was one of the examples of the people who
was like, nope.
You could tell. I don't think they kissed. They kind of like side hugged. It was really weird. And you could tell he was like, my God. Because, she was definitely one of, physically really, she was very attractive. And, you know, for him, maybe, you know, like a girl who might not normally go for him. Maybe not. I don't know. But anyways, you could just tell when they saw each other that he was hella stoked. And she was like, bye, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You could tell.
Right. I mean, also in the editing, she was the only one out of everybody who took shots.
Oh.
So she took a shot before she saw him, and she took a shot after she saw him.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. That's funny.
So it's like, if you need that much.
Liquid courage.
That clearly shows that you are there for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, but then where it gets messed up is, like, it was so clear to us that, like, they weren't good together. But then she accepted going on the honeymoon with him.
Yes.
Of course she did.
And then she left him the next day on the honeymoon.
But then went back to Chicago and everything. And he met her parents and everything.
Uh-huh.
And she blamed it all in the they were not compatible because of religion.
She blamed
it. But it was really about Shane.
She liked Shane, and she just didn't like this dude.
She just didn't like this dude.
That's it.
And she wanted to stay around for longer. She wanted to stay along for longer. Yeah. And I think she also is, like, so attractive that I think she's just used to guys just, like, giving her what she wants. Because, like, she even tried to get Shane when she saw him in person.
Oh, yes.
She was like, dude, I really liked you. Do you like me? Because, like, I don't see you being compatible with Natalie, right? Natalie, like, didn't she straight up say that?
Yes.
And I thought, like, I feel bad that I didn't give him enough faith. Because I thought for sure he would just, like, see her and, like, go weak in the knees and, like, leave Natalie for her. But he, like, his reaction, he has a very expressive face.
Oh.
There's so many memes with his face. Okay. I love his face, by the way. I think, like, I would just, like, stare at his face because it's so, like, I've never seen a face move like his face moves.
So many expressions.
Like, he just wears, like, his feelings on in his eyeballs. Like,
that's
anyway,
exciting.
If
that's
you
exciting.
Haven't seen this dude, look up his facial expressions. But when she, like, confessed, like, her feelings and that said she didn't think that he was, like, compatible with Natalie or something, his face was so pissed. Like, it just, like, warped. It was like,
and
he was like, how dare you say that?
Right.
And,
right.
like he shut her down, and I think she was that was the last we saw of her until the reunion.
Interesting. Interesting.
I feel like she kind of made herself unattractive, honestly.
Oh yes, right.
And she makes this weird face. She like if you, you like, if like you're looking, yeah, like, she like purses her lips and squints her eyes like when people are like asking her why she did certain things, and she's like,
I think she was just trying to don't look like a bitch.
She but didn't. She didn't ended up be. Looking like
but
a bitch.
She exactly looked like that. Yes, sounds like she did.
You know, she just wanted to don't be like the bad person on the season, which I think she got overstepped by the other guy, by the Indian guy, because he was way worse.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If not, she would have been the worst.
Exactly.
Right.
It was like a
she got lucky.
To them. Right.
She got
worst?
Lucky.
Yeah.
But again, you know, like, it was the problem. She just didn't need to accept. Like, that's it. Like, don't.
Yeah. That's don't she shouldn't have on. Entertained don't leave, it. Don't entertain him. It.
And more right. when he was giving you his mother the ring.
Rings. Yeah.
It's like, come on. Like,
no. When he's 100 and you're. Yeah.
It's better for him to be, like, heartbroken right there. Than everything else,
because it gets worse. It's worse pain if you if you extend it. Yeah. It's worse.
But again, she was lucky that this other guy was way worse. If no,
exactly. Mm-hmm. No,
but
exactly.
I think Kyle just wanted her to be honest, and he just kept being like, "Why didn't you just tell me? Like, I would have been fine with it."
Right.
Like, yeah. Communication is always key. Yeah.
Honesty. Yeah, no matter
what.
Honesty.
What it bothered
is key.
Me, it was that she was blaming the religion.
Yeah, because it just gives religion a bad name. It's just like, say it for what it really is.
Right.
Because
she was like, yeah, don't you're lie. Not a good Christian, and Christians, and you can do it. It's like,
no.
Bullshit.
Nah.
Like,
nah.
I'm sorry, but you just didn't like him, and that's it.
Don't lie.
Like,
just don't lie. Just
don't
it.
Blame Jesus.
Don't
your
blame
problems.
It on God.
Right. Please. No, please, girl. Find another excuse, my not that one. No.
Anyways.
All righty. On to the final couple. Four couples, you said?
Well, I think there is more couples, but I don't know.
I mean,
but if they're not interesting, it's fine.
I mean, well, there was like Mallory and Salvador, which their situation. Well, no, let's talk about Jarrett and
Ayana.
They were so cute, and I think first of all, he's like 6-something. He's ginormously tall, and she's like five feet maybe.
Oh, that's cute.
And like their dynamic when they're together is so adorable. Like they're both so funny, comedic. Like she would fit in his pocket. Like it's adorable. But like I think he's a great example of like communication, because he did develop a little bit of a relationship also with Mallory in the beginning. And he actually like was kind of thinking about proposing to Mallory, but then Mallory accepted Salvador's proposal. But like he was also talking to, why can't I get Alana? Lana?
Ayana.
Ayana. I don't know why. That's
I think
so
it's
hard
because when
say.
They put it in the subtitles, the I was capitalized, so it looked
like an
L.
Yeah.
So it looked like Layana, but her name is Ayana.
Ayana. Yes.
Okay.
So. Ayana was all in it for Jarrett, but Jarrett was kind of on the fence. And then Salvador proposed to Mallory before he could. Then
No.
I thought he did.
No. Mallory, they have the conversation in the past where she says, my heart is with somebody else.
Oh, yes. Okay. But, like, he was about to propose to her.
Oh, yes. He was about to say. He said to her, if I was to propose, will you accept? And that's when she said
that her heart was with someone else.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So then... He could have just like lied like a lot of guys would when he went and talked to Ayana and said, you know, like,
you are my number one.
Da, da, da. But like he was smart, knew she was going to watch it and also just like communicated. And he was like, and she was, you know, genuinely hurt by it because she didn't have any doubts by him. But at the same time, she just appreciated his honesty and like knew that it's like a complicated process and it's totally fair to like build relationships through a wall with multiple people. Like,
yeah, right.
And so like it ended up really working out for them like beautifully well, like even though like they had that situation happening. And I think it's just a great example of like communication working and like you know
understanding.
I think what I really like about him is how well he spoke. And like it was crazy to see somebody so well spoken and so like many good things to say.
That's refreshing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I feel like he was very good at communication. Like, he knew how to talk. He knew what to say. And he was... I feel like sometimes what happened in these shows is, like, people don't want to own their mistakes.
Right.
Or, like, they try to find somebody else to blame.
Blame
or
it
they,
on.
Oh, you know, like...
Yeah, they don't want to...
An excuse.
Yeah.
Right.
And he was like, nope, I fucked up. Yeah. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
And I take full responsibility. Like, there is nothing else.
That's so nice. Like,
that's it.
And like, it's so rare to see that.
Right. Right. Because that's how it is in real life. In real life, that's how it is. People mess up. So to see that on display, like, on TV, that's great.
I really like him for that, you know? And again, even in the reunion, because he had a little conversation with Mallory, but it was very inappropriate.
On the beach reunion.
The beach. Like, it was the first time they actually see each other.
Right.
He and Mallory, of course, still have like those feelings. It was super fresh, everything. Mm-hmm. You know, so they're talking and it was super inappropriate. They say a lot of things that they shouldn't
be saying.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
Like talking about her ring, like, oh, you don't like gold because Salvador.
No, she really wanted a gold ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Salvador gave her a beautiful ring, but it wasn't gold.
Okay.
So he says, like, you don't like that ring.
Like, I know you better. Like, I would have got you gold.
I would have got you gold because...
So pretty bad.
I asked you about, you know, so it was like little...
Okay.
But he, in the reunion, he was like, man, I own it.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said what I say.
Right.
Like, this is totally inappropriate. Also, not only to you, but to my wife.
Right.
Like,
right.
Yeah.
Like, he owned it. Like, he was like, you know, like...
Yeah.
And that's what you need.
And I also liked... Ayana too, because she like is also an example of a forgiving person, because I think sometimes on these reality shows especially, but just people in real life, they aren't good at forgiving either.
Yeah.
And that's also unfair because it's like nobody is perfect. Mm-hmm. And
exactly.
Like you are allowed to like make mistakes, and like so it's a balance between like apologizing but also forgiving.
Right.
So I just think that they are a really cool couple. They're also really opposites. Like he's very extroverted. She's very introverted. And I think a lot of people like mistakenly say like, oh, we have to be exactly the same or we can't like be different. But I actually think, you know, the opposite can be true sometimes.
Definitely.
So it's good to just like shine light on couples like that too, that are like so opposite of each other.
Oh, that's nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They're cool kids. I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah. Hopefully they stay together. I feel like they will.
Yeah.
I feel like they seem very comparable. Like, they will make it work.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I feel like that's something that also happened with Danielle and, and Kyle. No, that's not his name. And Nick.
You know,
like, I feel like they were actually are willing to make it work. And, like, I feel like the people who say yes are the couples who are willing to make it work and know the marriage is hard.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But they are willing to walk the path together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, they are not going to give up the second there is a hardship.
Yeah. Right, right.
Which I feel like the rest will have done it the second they went against something hard.
Yeah.
They will be like, oh, I wish I was never married to you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So. That's a really good point. Like, marriage is like a work in process. Like, it's never like, oh, okay, we're together, we're married. Okay, everything's like set in stone.
It's like a day-by-day thing.
It's like every day you just don't know what life will bring, you know, to you guys. So it's like it's a journey together through thick and thin. Like that's it. Like go figure. Like that's a good way to say it. That's a good way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
What was?
One question. Out of the first season, who's still together? Just curious.
I think how many couples were married in the first season? I think it was 3 couples married.
Yeah, I think there was 3.
And I think they're all 3 together. There is one that is for sure the cutest. That is this guy.
It's Lauren and Cameron.
Yeah, they are the best.
Mm-hmm. They have a baby now, right?
I think
so. Oh, wow, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Because they were in love the second they met each other.
Oh, that's cute.
And you could tell, like,
they weren't fake.
Yep.
No.
That's so cute. I love that.
That guy was fall in love with a woman.
That's nice. That's cool.
Yes.
Yeah. That's cool.
I don't know if the other one. What is the other one?
So there is the people we just mentioned, and then there's Amber and Matt.
Are they still together?
I mean, this article is from 2021, so that's not that long ago.
Okay.
But it says that they just celebrated 3 years of marriage.
Okay, good.
And that they both still have a drama with Jessica. That's the girl that we talked about.
Yes. Because she wanted the guy.
It says Giannini. Is that what you say? It's not Gianna.
Janina.
Yeah, it says she's single as of August 2021.
Okay.
Yeah, because remember that the guy was with... When they did the reunion, the 1-year reunion with Francesca and all of that bullshit.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, they're not together. Jessica,
interesting.
Who cares about her? and then Mark, the guy who was with Jessica, is now with Aubrey Rainey.
And he has a baby. Yeah, huh? And he also has a baby.
Yeah. And the other people we knew less. Right?
Interesting. I mean, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
So, interesting.
Yeah. I guess we didn't talk about, we don't have to, but we didn't talk about Shane and Natalie that much.
No. Oh, right. I feel like they were very interesting. I feel like I knew they weren't going to get married from the beginning.
Oh, I thought you were like, they're the ones who are going to make it to the end.
No, but you know what made me change? When the couples were like, for sure, they're going to be the only ones who are going to get married. That's when it was like, okay. So they are seeing something that we are not seeing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But what all the conversations that I saw, I was like, they have me in defense because he wanted the words of affirmation.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The love language.
Yeah. And okay. I feel like she was just like, not there. Oh. I feel like they got there at the end, but something happened that they have a huge fight before the wedding or something.
He said some stuff when he was like drunk or something. Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
But then like...
She probably also said things too. Yeah. And that's why he wanted it also to be... He says, I fucked up more, but I wasn't the only one who fucked up.
Got it. Aww. I mean, yeah.
I feel like I don't doubt that they love each other, but I think they are that example of like people, not people who are maybe different, even though that's actually probably true, but like... I think their just passion for each other is so intense that it crosses the line between like love and hate.
Okay.
You know, like one of those things where it's like you love each other so much that you can hate each other in the process. I don't know if that makes any sense, but like sometimes those kind of intensity of feelings can like actually end up being like toxic instead of good.
For sure.
It doesn't mean you don't love the person. It just means like you're not good together.
Yes. Together. Right.
Well, and I was also kind of wondering, like, his dad passed away 3 months before.
Oh, that's recent.
He like went on the show, and I was wondering maybe he hadn't just like emotionally like processed all that. It's like a lot to be dealing with that, and then like emotionally be processing a relationship and a marriage happening in under 3 months.
Yeah,
you know, that's a lot.
That's a lot for anybody.
That's a lot. And then I think also, one of my friends is a therapist, and she said something to me a long time ago that really like stuck with me. In regards to forgiveness, I think when she said that, like, you can forgive someone for doing something, but like in that moment of forgiving them, like, then you also have to decide, like, to never bring it up again. Like, you can, but like, it's better to just never do it. Like, if you're gonna forgive someone, then you owe it to them and yourself to not really, like, keep opening it. And if you know you're not capable of doing that, then the best idea is to part ways. Because like if you can't forget it, maybe forget's not the right word, but if you can't like close the wound, then it's just gonna keep opening, keep opening, keep opening. And I think that's kind of like what Natalie was saying about their argument. That was like the feeling I was getting, was like whatever he said to her when she was drunk or when he was drunk bothered her so much that was something that she couldn't
completely close,
like let go of, and it was going to be something that she was always going to be bringing up, and like that wouldn't be good for either one of them. And like I think she knew that about herself, and so I think that's why even though she was like I love you and like I wish it would have worked, right now in my life I can't
separate that. I don't know her, obviously.
Yeah. It's just a guess, but
Yeah.
No, but that's a very good intuition, like very good guess.
Yeah, exactly.
For me, something that really stuck up with him that it made me feel so so sad was when he says like, I just really want a fountain of
old fashions. I know that sounds so funny.
And she asked him like, why? Like, do you love like old fashions that match? And he says, no, my dad just used to love them.
So, and so he wanted them at the wedding, like a fountain of old fashions.
Something his dad would be part of the wedding.
Right.
Oh, that is. We were both like almost crying at that part.
That is heartwarming.
Because when you see this dude, you will think he's not deep at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you see him and when he talks and everything, you are like, he's just a frat guy. Like, that's it, like, frat boy all the way.
And maybe this show was a perfect example of that, that that looks can be misleading. Yes. You would have never given him a
voice. That's true. Yeah. That's true.
I don't know if I'd want to marry him, but I would take him for a best friend. Like, he's just funny. He's like the kind of guy you want. But like, he has depth, like you said.
He has so much. And he was actually very good at giving advice. He was the one who was like, hey, dude, you fucked up here. Come on. Like, you're doing this.
Yeah.
Go figure.
He's actually very smart and he knew what he was doing. He doesn't seem like it.
And
like, again, like, I thought he was gonna totally like see Shayna and all her hotness and be like, yes, I'm with you.
Yes.
Yeah. But like, he surprised me. So
hopefully he will be
finds love and whatever.
I'm sure he will, because after the show you're famous.
And look up those memes of his face, people.
I will.
All right. I think we said it all. Sorry. I feel like that was like me and Gus talking the whole time.
No, I love this. This was like an educational side of Love is Blind for me. An inside look, a sneak peek, and I don't have to watch it, so it's great. So, thank you guys for joining us. As always, follow us on all our social media platforms. We're on our everything. Everything. And thank you for joining us. Until the next time, until the next episode.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, guys and gals. This was Nobody You Know. Literally. Remember to hit like and subscribe and leave us a comment. Have a question for the guys or a topic you'd love them to discuss? Get in touch. You can find us on all socials at Nobody You Know _podcast. See you next time.